ukuhamba kukaNomzana Biden esephetha khona umbusazwe wakhe lapho eAmerica, eAngola is very important. Into okade emele ayenze during his midterm ukubusa kwakhe lapha eAmerica. But ngiyabona ukuthi it's never too late to do anything eqakathekileyo. Masingakhangela i-geopolitics ezamazwe wonke, siyabona ukuthi i-Africa is the most important continent for the resources ezisebenziswa all over the world. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-DRC, le-South Africa, lamanye amazwe, i-Southern Africa, labo-Mali, lani, balama-minerals aqakathekileyo in the modern day life of abantu bonke. I-Africa ingathwa into emele iyenzakale is we need i-leadership ele-vision lababonayo ukuthi abantu be-Africa siqakathekile in terms of employment, minerals, lama-resources amaningi. So yeah, ukuhamba kukamongameli Biden in Angola, lokhu yakhwa kwesporo esivela e-DRC sisiya e-Angola through Zambia is very, very important. Singabuyela noma 127 years ago, omunye o-colonialist owethwa nguCecil Rhodes wayefuna ukuyakha isporo esivela e-Cape Town sisiyabamba i-Cairo. Zathwa i-Cape to Cairo khonangale to open up infrastructure. So into esiyenzwa i-America is important ngoba siyabona lawa ama-China ayebuyile e-Africa to invest, but labo babona ukuthi mbeni leadership zama-countries e-Africa are not taking izinto seriously into the future. So base bephonga ukuthatha nje ama-minerals beyahambisa e-China. Ngoba bembukela a documentary the other day sitting, there are three countries in the world that have the most gold, and eyangkhona yi-China. But siyakwazi ukuthi i-gold ithengiswa yi-China ivela kuma-countries anjengeGhana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, lamanye ama-African countries angakwanisiyo uku-refina ama-minerals anjenge-gold.
Njengoba uMongameli Biden esesuka esihlalweni kungena uMongameli Donald Trump, ubona elemelika phansi kombuso kaTrump liqhubeka yini ngenhlelo zokuqinisa ubudlelwano balo lamazwe aseAfrika njengalokho kwenziwa nguBiden, kumbe sizabona phuma kulezi nhlelo uMongameli Trump?
So ukuthi uMnumzana Trump uzaqhubeka ngendaba yona le eku-investor in Africa, he has to, ngoba akusela option in terms of ukudevelopa amanye amazwe. Siyabona ukuthi kulama distinction abakhuluma bathi first world, second world, le third world countries. Thina esivele e-Africa they call us third world countries, but yithi esilama minerals wonke that make the world go round. So i-Africa as a matter of fact is the first world country, but i-leadership yethu kumele itshintshe umuma abalawo kathesi to make it what it's supposed to be, the giant of the world. So hayi, ngibona mina uMnumzana Trump as a businessman ubona i-Africa as the next frontier eyoku-investa loku-developa ama-resources akhona. Without those resources, the whole world does not move.